In our previous show, we began a discussion regarding the concept which is quoted in our Gemara of Nichalei L'Inish de La'Evet Mitzah B'Memoinei. And we discussed when we can and when we can't employ this halacha. The Paiskim continue, as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that the person who has to return it has to return it the way he found them, to the degree that they have to be folded in the same way as it was folded. And as we also said, it may not be removed to another house. Moreover, the Paiskim say that if there's any possibility that the owner at that time that I'm taking it needs it, I'm not allowed to take it. And if I don't follow all these halachas, then there's a question of gezeila. And therefore, as we've been saying, the Paiskim very much limit the use of the concept of Nichlei L'Inish L'Mavid Mitzvah M'Maynai, unless there's absolutely no way to fulfill the mitzvah in any other way. Moreover, this halacha only applies, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if the tefillin, the talis, are in a public place. But if the tefillin aren't in a private place, that means even if they're in a shul, but they weren't left on the table, they were put away in a cubby. Or if you see that that they're new, and people obviously are much more sensitive on new items. Also, that if it's a very hot day, the Paiskim say, and it's, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, and it's very likely that the person who's putting on my talis, my tefillin, is going to perspire wearing my talis and tefillin, he may not take him. And of course, as we said in our previous year, that you should always try to get permission, not rely on this heter without permission. And also we said, if you know that the person that you're taking his talis tefillin is a person who is the kind of individual who is makbid and doesn't want other people to use his talis and tefillin without permission, then you may not use his talis and tefillin without permission. The Sha'alos HaTshuvos Tzitzel Tzel HaChokhma in Chelek Vav has a series of tshuvos on this concept of Nichlei L'Inish L'Evim Metzvah M'Maynei. In Siman Kuf Yotes, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tzel HaChokhma discusses the following situation. I come to shul, and I want to daven with the first minyan, Zriza Magdim L'Mitzvah. And I realize that I forgot my talis and tefillin at home. So the question is, if I'm going to go home and get my talis and tefillin, I won't be able to daven the first minyan. I won't be able to fulfill Zriza Magdim L'Mitzvah. However, if I go home, I have to daven later, what should I do? So he says that given, as we've been discussing, we don't employ the concept of Nichlei L'Inish Tilkai Mitzvah M'Maynei unless when it's absolutely necessary. Here, where it's not absolutely necessary, and therefore you could daven at a later minyan, even though there certainly is a concept of Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvah, the halacha, he says, is you would not be allowed to take his talis. Or, he discusses in Siman Kuf Chof another situation. He discusses a situation of certain times the halacha requires something be done because of chashash. For example, if somebody has a home that has windows on two sides of the street, so the halacha requires that I light the menorah on both windows. The reason is because people should not know that, people will not know that I may be lit on one side, not on the other side. So now, am I allowed to take somebody else's menorah? Then the only reason I need it is I lit candles by one window, and the only reason I'm lighting is because of nichel, is because of this concept of chashad. Do we employ that concept? Do we say nichel le'inish lo'avavitzma memoinei, even when the issue is the issue of chashad? So he seems to take an approach that, again, since we want to employ this concept of nichel le'inish lo'avavitzma memoinei in the most limited fashion possible, the only reason I'm lighting the menorah, I was mekayim the mitzvah, the only reason I'm lighting the menorah is because of shad. That isn't a good enough reason that I could take somebody else's menorah without permission. It's not clear to me, because there's a famous Gemara, Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim that if I rented a house from someone else, it becomes the landlord's obligation after this man of Bedikas Chametz. It's really the landlord's obligation to do the Bedikas Chametz. If he didn't do Bedikas Chametz, then I, the tenant, should do the Bedikas Chametz. I, doing Bedikas Chametz, involves time, involves effort, it can involve money. I'm happy to do a mitzvah. Now, the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz is only a mitzvah de Rabbanon. And since it's only a mitzvah de Rabbanon, maybe, and we're saying that we try to limit nichlei le'inish to other mitzvah memaynei, so why should it be permitted for that purpose? Why do we employ the concept? It seems that the concept of nichlei le'inish, the level of mitzvah memaynei, is a lot broader than what the B'tzei L'Chokhmah seems to be thinking. In Siman Kuf Yud Tes, the B'tzei L'Chokhmah discusses another question. It's a longer tshuva. He says, I come, presumably speaking, I think in a yeshiva, in a dormitory. And I come to my room, Chanukah by night, and I don't have any oil to light my menorah. My roommate has oil, but he needs that oil for tomorrow night. Am I allowed to take that oil and use it tonight with every intention of paying back? Well, I'm going to pay him back the oil, and I'll have oil by tomorrow night. But here it's not a case. In all the cases that we've been discussing, nichlei le'inish lo'avav mitzvah memoinei, it's a situation where I'm using someone else's talis. I'm using somebody else's tefillin, but he has nothing to lose by me using his talis and tefillin. He already davened. He has no intention to daven now. However, here, this person who owns the oil intends to use this oil tomorrow. So by tomorrow, I will replace the oil. And it's not so clear that we can use the concept of nichlei le'inish, the levim mitzvah memoinei, under those circumstances. The Shulchan Aruch also discussed using someone else's, the Rama also discussed using somebody else's siddur, sefer without permission, where the Shulchan Aruch took a much more strict position, because there's a concern that I'm going to tear it. And the Mishnah Berurah, as we quoted in our previous year, said that it even applies to using somebody else's siddur without permission. But the Likutei Maharich says that that was only in those days where a siddur was extremely expensive, hard to replace. Nowadays, where Sfarim, particularly Sturim, are not that expensive, so there many Paiskim take the position that we could be more lenient. Of course, it's only if I have no other Siddur and only Bakroy. Of course, it goes without saying that if I did use somebody else's item, based on the concept of the Nichlei Inish, the Levin Mitzvah and Mimone, and then it turns out that while I use it, I damage it, there's no question all the Paiskim are in agreement that I would have to indeed, I would indeed have to repay for whatever damage I did. On this subject, if we say Nichlei Inish, we don't say it by a sefer. So the Shas Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Yud Simen Kuf Zayin discusses: do we say this by a Megillah? Do we say that? Let's say I come to shul. It's Purim. I don't have a Megillah, and there's a Megillah in shul. Somebody else's Megillah. So here we don't take in consideration the Marich that we just quoted, so we would normally be Machmer. But here, I want to be Mekayim a mitzvah that I only can be Mekayim today. And I don't have a Megillah. It's not easy to find a Megillah. Can I use someone else's Megillah without their permission? And it's interesting to point out that the Shevet HaLevi is Machmer. One more interesting question that comes up. Sometimes people accidentally exchange talesim. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, we've discussed this halacha in our shiurim, is that if I exchange something with you, you took my coat and your coat is left there. You took my umbrella and your umbrella is there. So I'm not allowed to take your umbrella or your coat just because you took my umbrella and coat. What's going to be halacha by a talis? Could I use your talis? You took my talis. So here, the Paiskim are lenient, and they say that coupled with, that if we take into consideration the concept that we're discussing in our shiurim of Nichlei Le'inish, the Le'evet Mitzmei Mine, here I could use your talis, you're presumably using my talis, and I could even make a bracha. But the Sefer Pesachei Choshen points out that that's only in a situation where I can make, where I can assume that you are aware of what happened, that you took mine and I took yours. Until we could be sure that that was the case, it may not be permissible.